Our Friends and Neighbors, the Goldbergs. Brought to you by the makers of the new high-test Oxidol. Say, what do the neighbors think of your washing? Oh, you don't know? They never say? Well, not to you, you mean. But maybe they're talking about your washes, all right, to each other. Because you know as well as I do, they never hurt your feelings by telling you right out that your washes look pretty dingy and gray out there on the line. Now, of course, probably that's not the case at all. Why, you've probably the whitest washes in the whole block. But now, just in case you do find your washes aren't up to standard, you want to do something about it, won't you? Well, here's what you do. Switch to high-test Oxidol for the soap you use in your washing machine. Yes, Oxidol, the soap a number of leading washing machine manufacturers are now officially recommending for use in their washers. Big, important washer people like the makers of the famous Apex washers who know home laundry problems from A to Z. Yes, Apex now officially recommends Oxidol and only Oxidol to their customers. Now, Oxidol's white washing power is one reason the Apex people are now recommending Oxidol. They've seen proof, conclusive proof established right in our own big research laboratories, that Oxidol washes white things as much as 9 to 11 shades whiter than many other popular laundry soaps. Yes, as much as 9 to 11 actual tintometer shades whiter. And with safety for washable colors. So they stay amazingly bright and fresh wash after wash. So you see, when you use Oxidol in your washer, you'll never need to wonder what the neighbors think of your wash. You'll know. Yes, because all those sheets and towels, shirts and underwear, and all those handkerchiefs and tablecloths out in the line will be dazzling white, snowy white. But now, washer owners, before trying Oxidol in your own washer, drop in at your nearest Apex washer dealer this week and watch him demonstrate Oxidol at work in one of those new Apex time control washers that have just come out. No cost or obligation, but a slick way to check up on Oxidol to see how gloriously white washing it is, how amazingly safe. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldberg family is at the very door of the Allison house in South Carolina, and impatiently, they're wondering why their rings aren't immediately answered. For nothing can bring Sammy soon enough into Molly's arms. Although nothing's more impossible at this very moment, for Sammy Goldberg is gone. He walked out of the Allison house this morning without saying goodbye to anyone but the maid, Carabel. Sammy learned the truth from Leah. The truth about Sylvia. And for Sammy, the truth meant an intense desire to escape from her presence, from that smiling or tearful face which he thought he'd loved so much. And then when the Goldbergs arrived, completing the surprise they'd planned, Allison discovered that Sammy had left. Allison is frantic. And outside of the house, Rosie's ringing the doorbell while the Goldbergs impatiently want to be let in.
Leave your bags now, Uncle David. We'll get the bags later.
Leave everything.
And leave everything.
Leave the bags.
And there you go now, Jake. Rosie, don't ring the bell.
I will. I'll keep ringing it.
How do I look?
You look beautiful, Ma.
Huh?
Wonderful.
I'm not wrinkled,
no,
huh?
No,
my left hand from the children come not wrinkled,
no, Ma.
My hair,
Mommy.
Yes, I'll
get
a little bit, huh?
Yes.
Oh. Rosie, darling, come to me. What's Papa doing with the bags now? What is Papa doing? I said, yes, darling, so what are you doing with the bags? Tell Uncle David to leave everything. Leave the bags. They'll upset everything. I haven't got a lock on the on mine overnight bag. Everything goes out of the bag.
Right,
my no, darling, I'm not looking in front of the house with the bag.
My darling,
please, they're ringing the bell. What is Seymour doing with the car now, huh?
Leave it.
I guess he's...
Where are you taking the car, Seymour? Where are you taking the car?
Taking it to the garage to let him already. Why didn't you give him instructions, right? Need to ring the bell, Rosalie,
yeah,
please.
I keep ringing it.
So why don't they open, right?
Hold yourself in, Molly. Hold yourself in.
Oh, how can I, Jake? How can I, huh? Isn't this a beautiful house?
Exactly like in Gone with the Wind, only smaller.
Exactly like Gone with the Wind, the white posts in the front. Beautiful, Rosalie. What is that? What is that? That's a magnolia? That's a magnolia tree?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's beautiful. Ring again, Rosalie.
I
said it was early in the a.m., Jake. We should have waited a little bit. We must have waked them up out of their sleep. Family's a slow sleeper, Eddie, but he likes to sleep late.
This is a little different from Lestonborough with our few little acres, eh, Molly?
Yeah. How many acres do you need to be happy, Jay? Huh? You need more than a little patch big enough to hold your house, huh? You need acres and acres.
Yeah, if I can be happy without them, I can be happier still with them.
Beautiful.
So why don't they come and open? I spoke to Allison on the phone. He's up.
Maybe the bell just doesn't ring.
Huh? Then knock with the knocker.
Then
knock with the knocker, Rosalie. Right. You call this Allison. He knows we're here.
He thinks Sammy would be waiting downstairs for us.
So maybe he's dressed and cut. I don't know. Maybe the bell is out of order. Maybe it don't ring itself. So ring again and knock. Knock with the knocker. And ring again. Maybe they don't give it. Daddy,
wait. Arabelle, don't stand there like a statue. Go down and open the door.
I can't move, Mr. Addison. But I'll go.
How can I face those people? What am I going to tell them? Sylvia, why didn't you prepare me?
I couldn't. I didn't know. How did I know that my own sister would go so far? She deliberately made up a lie to make Sammy leave me. She tried to hurt you by hurting me. I told you she would, Daddy. I told you she and Ed were thinking of that. Because you wouldn't let them threaten you into giving her what she calls her share. Because you preferred Sammy to Ed. Because you refused to let Leah run your life. He spoiled mine. He believed me, Daddy. He believed that I was the one at the bottom of Leah's wanting to divorce her.
Why didn't Sammy come to me? Speak to me. I don't understand. They're here. They're in the house. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? How can I face those people? Why didn't he come to me? Why didn't he say something to me? He knows I was his friend. He was more than a son to me.
He didn't know what he was doing, Daddy. You should have heard him last night. He was confused, upset. He's young. It was my own sister. He had to believe her.
If he had only come to me.
Maybe he went to the store to wait for you there.
How can I get to the telephone? If I walk downstairs, they'll see me. They'll talk to me. I'll have to answer questions.
Call Carabelle. You call the store.
Oh, how does it look if I don't get down to greet them?
They know it's early. They'll think you're still dressing.
Why did it have to happen this way? Why? Why?
Daddy, darling. Daddy, dear.
They all sit in a front room as happy as can be.
Go down. Close the door between the two rooms and call the store. Willie must be there already. Ask him if Sammy is there.
Yes, sir.
And be friendly. Act natural.
Yes, sir.
Why in my whole life have I had pleasure from everything? Everything but my children.
You will have, Daddy, dear. You will have.
Leah will pay for this. That I promise you.
Daddy believes all the lies.
Stop crying. I can't stand it. Where is she so long? How long does it take to pick up a telephone? How long does it...
She just went down. It takes a little time.
If he's not at the store, where else could he be?
Try to stay. Ask Mr. Rowan if he sold Sammy a ticket. He knows Sammy.
Oh. Well, Carabelle?
William ain't seen him. William ain't seen Sammy.
Didn't see him, huh?
Carabelle, go down and call the railroad station.
I think if I kind of asked Goldberg in the dining room for Corbett, they'll kind of take their minds off.
Miss Sylvia said call the station. Now call the station.
I'll do anything you ask me to do.
Then do it.
Yes, sir.
Daddy, if we find out where he went, I'll go to him.
You spoke to him last night, you say. You quarreled. Why didn't you come to me at once? Why did you wait? The minute you learned that Leah had told Sammy, you should have come to me. I would have gone to Leah with Sammy. I would have faced her and Ed. In front of me, she couldn't have lied.
She would have lied because it was in front of you. You don't know what's happened to Leah, Daddy. She isn't responsible for what she does. All she thinks of is how she can lay her hands on your money. Nothing else matters to her.
What can I say to my friend Jake when he asks, how is my son? Where is he?
Oh, where's Carabelle?
No, Miss Sylvia, he didn't see Sammy.
Didn't see him, huh?
Oh, Sammy must have taken a bus. He must have taken something to get out of this town. Unless he's still in it.
Well, I'll get Sorensen. He'll know what to do. Carabelle, go down and call Mr. Sorensen. Tell him to come right over. It's urgent.
Lord, I got to walk through that room again where they all sit. I can't. With Goldberg, he'd have asked for Sammy 2 times already now. I don't know what to tell her. If she asks me again, I'll lie to break down.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
She's come all the way from the north to see that boy.
I'm going down.
No. Let me, Gary, darling. I'll go down.
Don't lie, Sylvia. The truth. I want the truth.
No, Gary, darling. No, please. If Stanley isn't back in a few days, then we'll tell him. But no.
A few days? What will I do for a few days? Don't you realize they're here, Sylvia? They're here in our house waiting to see Sammy.
They saw him. They saw him.
We have to find him. We will find him. He'll come back. Oh, I love him, Daddy. And he loves me. He'll come back. Just say that you sent Sammy on a trip to buy something for the store. Say we didn't expect him. Daddy, darling, please. We can tell him that. The only one that knows is Carabelle. She won't say anything.
Missy, I can't face that woman. I can't face that mother.
If you tell the Goldbergs now, it'll mean the end of everything.
It is the end
it'll
of everything, anyway.
About the end. It'll mean talking and talking and explaining and explaining.
Please,
it'll mean
please.
Telling about what Sammy is for. It'll mean every worry about where Sammy is.
They'll know anyhow.
It'll mean talking to him when he comes back and asking questions and trouble. Daddy, darling, Sammy won't come back. He was just so upset and confused he didn't know what he was doing. Daddy, please. Mrs. Goldberg, don't say it's my fault. She didn't want Sammy to marry me in the first place. Daddy, you've got to be smart about this, or I'll lose Sammy forever.
So while Molly and Jake and Rosie and Uncle David and Seymour sit with joyous impatience in the Allison living room, Sylvia is trying to conceal Sammy's absence from them. Will Allison agree to help Sylvia because of his desire to protect her? And where is Sammy? Now, when you pour Oxidol into your washer, notice how wonderfully free you are from clouds of irritating soap dust. Because remember, every ounce of Oxidol is especially processed to prevent excess soap dust. No need to worry about sneezing your head off, no ma'am. Not with Oxidol. And when you consider how gorgeously white Oxidol washes clothes to boot, yes, and how safely. Well, do you wonder those big important washer makers like Apex now officially recommend Oxidol for use in their famous washers? Which reminds me, washer owners, whatever you do, don't fail to visit your nearest Apex dealer today. Let him demonstrate Oxidol for you in that great new Apex time control washer he's just introducing. No cost or obligation, no indeed, but an absolute revelation in the whiteness and safety you can count on with Oxidol. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. The Goldbergs get a little curious. This is James Fleming saying goodbye from the makers of high-test Oxidol.